Hello, and welcome to Jazz Vignettes from the Hall. I am Fawn Fritzen. In this special series, music enthusiast Steve Gedrose explores the world of jazz from its roots to the present day. He breaks the fascinating, ever-evolving genre of jazz into easily digestible themes, backed up, of course, with plenty of music examples. In each episode, Steve will introduce you to musicians who were or are some of the key driving forces behind the evolution of jazz music. We recorded Steve's presentations live at the beautiful Old Fire Hall in downtown Whitehorse, Yukon. Annually, between October and April, Jazz Yukon presents 5 concerts as part of their Jazz in the Hall concert series. These events feature leading local jazz groups and are opened with a presentation by Steve, where he provides some background about the live music performed that evening. This time out, we will discover the momentous contribution of drummer extraordinaire Steve Gadd. Praised as one of the leading musicians of his generation, his contribution to the modern music scene cannot be overstated. His many devotees marvel at his ability to get inside the music to mine the groove. His substantial technique is matched only by his phenomenal imagination. Though the public at large may not know his name, there are few in the music industry who don't sing his praises. His contributions to the recordings of many top-flight artists have made him one of the most respected musicians in the game. Take it away, Steve.
Well, thanks, Fawn. As Lonnie Powell will be celebrating the music of Steve Gadd tonight, I thought that I would offer a brief description of his life and music. Stephen Kendall Gadd was born in 1945 and was raised in a suburb of Rochester, New York. Gadd was introduced to the drums at age 3 by his uncle, a former army drummer, who gave him his first pair of sticks and showed him how to play on a wood practice block. Around age 6, he received his first drum set and started taking private lessons. A prodigy, Gadd progressed quickly, soaking in the style of his hero, swing drummer Gene Krupa. Krupa was famous for his incredible drum solo on Benny Goodman's big band hit called Sing, Sing, Sing from the late 30s. Along with drumming, Gadd studied tap dancing and worked in a dance team with his brother. In 1957, at age 11, he won a contest and appeared playing drums and tap dancing on an episode of Disney's The Mickey Mouse Club television show. While I'm pretty certain that I saw this episode, I have no memory of it. But if you'd like, you can catch a very brief clip. I think it's about a 30-second clip on YouTube. This kid is cooking. It's really quite incredible to see. After high school, Gadd attended the Manhattan School of Music, eventually finishing his degree at Rochester's Eastman School of Music. Upon graduating, he was drafted into the Army and then spent 3 years playing in military stage and field bands. However, he also had opportunities to play outside the Army and worked regularly with fellow Rochester natives Chuck and Gap Mangione. In the early 1970s, Gadd moved to New York to form the jazz funk group called Stuff. By the close of the 1970s, Gadd was a world-renowned drummer and a highly sought-after session musician. He was well-respected enough to see transcriptions of his playing made available in Japan. In fact, at this time, all the leading Japanese drummers were sounding like him. Chick Corea commented, "Every drummer wants to play like Gadd because he plays perfect. He has brought orchestral and compositional thinking to the drum kit, while at the same time having a great imagination and a great ability to swing." The 80s were an equally fruitful decade for Gadd, who continued to garner many studio and touring opportunities with some of the music business's biggest stars. Motivated by increasing interest in his drumming expertise, Gadd released popular drum instructional videos. His induction into the Modern Drummer Publications Hall of Fame in 1984 recognized his importance in the music industry. The 90s saw Gadd become Eric Clapton's first call drummer, solidifying his reputation as one of the most accomplished and skilled drummers of his generation. He ended the decade appearing with Clapton and B.B. King on their Riding with the King record that won a Grammy in the year 2000. In the new millennium, he collaborated on several jazz fusion projects and added his talents to recordings by James Taylor, jazz pianist Alani Elias, and guitarist Earl Klug, among many, many others. In recognition of his many achievements in contemporary music, Gad was awarded an honorary Doctor of Music degree from Berklee College of Music in 2005. The Zildjian Cymbal Company also began sponsoring a series of well-received clinic tours billed as The Mission from Gad. I can't make this stuff up. That is for real. Today, he is just as busy as he ever was, with one of the most intense recording and touring schedules in the business, spending time in the studio and on the road with such stars as Eric Clapton, Paul Simon, and James Taylor. Let's listen to some samples of his work. His recording called Concerto is considered among jazz guitar legend Jim Hall's finest. His stellar band included Paul Desmond, alto saxophone, Chet Baker, trumpet, Roland Hanna, piano, Ron Carter, bass, and our man Steve Gadd on drums. We'll hear an excerpt of Two's Blues, written by bandleader Hall. Engineer extraordinaire Rudy Van Gelder recorded this session, creating his own brand of magic. While everyone plays beautifully on this track, Gad really lights the fire that the soloists cook on. The portion that I'll sample is a guitar solo by Jim Hall, underpinned by Gad's precise and intense accompaniment that leads into a brief but hip statement by the drummer. The melody is restated and the tune is complete. So this is number one, please, Daniel. This is Two's Blues from Jim Hall's recording called Concerto. That's a very beautiful record if you haven't heard it, Concerto from Jim Hall, released in 1975 on the CTI record label. While many of the drum parts that Steve Gadd has created are famous, two that really stand out are his work on Paul Simon's 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover from 1975 that Lonnie and his band will play for us tonight, and this next tune, which is the title track on Steely Dan's Asia album from 1977. By this time, Steely Dan's Donald Fagen and Walter Becker were a studio group and demanded perfection from their sidemen, typically employing many musicians, including some prominent jazz players, to realize their complex arrangements. While they employed four different drummers and countless other musicians on this particular project, they struck gold by hiring Steve Gadd and saxophone hero Wayne Shorter. On this piece, Gadd played his part with the band in the studio and required no edits. Wayne Shorter's tenor solo was added later. He recorded two solos. Steely Dan used the beginning of one and the end of the other. I'm sure that you'll enjoy the skill and excitement that they bring to this number, making this one of the finest albums in the history of popular music. Asia was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 2003. So Daniel, this is number two, please. This is a piece from Asia, from Steely Dan in 1977.
Thank you.
a little clip from Asia, as I mentioned, released by Steely Dan in 1977 on ABC Records. Next, we'll move to 1981 with Chick Corea's Three Quartets album. This encounter between Chick, who plays acoustic piano, tenor saxophonist Michael Brecker, bassist Eddie Gomez, and drummer Steve Gadd's highlights Gadd's jazz chops. The program features three lengthy quartet pieces, including sections dedicated to both Duke Ellington and John Coltrane. I'd like to sample Corea's piece titled Part Two, dedicated to John Coltrane. This track summons the energy and intensity of John Coltrane's quartet from the early 1960s. We enter the song at the end of a powerful tenor solo from Michael Brecker into Gadd's drum solo. I think that his playing here really confirms the notion that he brings a composer's thinking to the drum kit. After Brecker's storm, he calms things down to a simmer, then builds to a vigorous climax as the band comes back in for the out chorus. So Daniel, this is number three, please. This is part two, dedicated to John Coltrane from Chick Corea. Of a tune called Part Two, dedicated to John Coltrane, released in 1981. I'd like to skip ahead now to 2009 and give you an idea of Steve Gadd's music in a more current setting. The drummer doesn't release many solo projects, but when he does, especially one with baritone saxophonist Ronnie Cuber, organist trumpeter Joey DeFrancesco, and guitarist Paul Bolenbeck, it's cause for celebration. The band stretches out on these tracks, often putting in quotes from other songs in their solos, demonstrating their mastery of the pop and jazz repertoire. This is not an album that's going to change jazz history or the career of Steve Gadd, but it sounds like it would have been a very fun night to be in the Scottsdale, Arizona restaurant on this night in late 2009. The live recording that these jazz stars made is called Steve Gadd and Friends, Live at Vose. The track that I'll sample is called Them Changes, written by fellow drummer Buddy Miles. This song was originally released as simply Changes on Jimi Hendrix's Band of Gypsies live recording issued in 1970. This was the only live Hendrix recording authorized before his death on September 18, 1970. It was made to fulfill a contractual obligation that Hendrix had, and he called on his longtime friends, bassist Billy Cox and drummer Buddy Miles, to play on it. This tune has been re-recorded many times, but never quite like this performance by Steve Gadd and friends. On their version, baritone sax ace Ronnie Cuber quotes Parliament Funkadelic and Michael Jackson during his brilliant solo. Gadd expertly alternates between funk and swing feels with his drum parts. My sample begins late in the track after a scorching solo by Joey DeFrancesco on Hammond B3 into a remarkable drum statement from Gadd. I would advise you to hang on to your hats. This is number 4, please, Daniel. This is called Them Changes. That track is called Them Changes from an album called Steve Gadd and Friends Live at Vose, released in 2010 on the BFM Jazz label. Steve's influence on the drumming community can be heard in players from all walks of life, whether they know it or not. His feel, imagination, and abilities are signatures of his trademark sound. Few others can manage to get inside a tune like Steve Gadd. He remains the king of the groove. That concludes my brief look at the music of Steve Gadd. Thank you very much.
We recorded this presentation in February 2019. To fill out this segment, we have an extra track from the Steve Gadd and Friends recording titled Live at Voce. We hope that you enjoy their brilliant take on the jazz standard composed by Horace Silver called Sister Sadie. It's no wonder that some of our biggest musical stars have Steve Gadd's number on speed dial. This program was made possible by Jazz Yukon. Jazz Yukon is a volunteer organization that promotes and presents jazz in the Yukon through an annual integrated program of live jazz presentations and jazz education outreach. This episode was researched, written, and presented by Steve Gedrose. Live recording by Daniel Vigneault. Script edits by David Sillery. Dieter Gade is our producer, and I am Fawn Fritzen. Thank you for listening.